What is your nectar love print? Welcome back to After Hour Happy Hour. We are your chaotic but cathartic co-hosts. I'm Sharon.
I'm Vicky.
I'm Jamila.
So in today's episode, we're taking a test that's created by Jubilee, which if you know, they're a very popular YouTube channel that does a lot of different videos. They're known for like very controversial debates, but they also have like love videos where it's, oh, what's that famous one? Two people, one tea. I forgot. Whatever. But they do like blind dates and stuff. So recently they made this test with a very educated person with a lot of different backgrounds.
But like, I don't know anything about this person. I just know the test.
Wait, can I say that part then?
Okay, then Sharon's going to introduce this person.
Okay, basically, yeah, it's what Vicky said of like Jubilee has a bunch of different types, or they make a bunch of different types of videos, but then they created a second channel called Nectar that's specifically dedicated to all the love-related content that they make. And I think with that launch, they released this test, which they worked with a doctor named Marissa Cohen, who, according to her LinkedIn profile, is a marriage and family therapist, relationship scientist, dating app data analyst, educational psychologist, to create this test. And it's called Nectar Love Print, a love personality test. Vicky said it in a good way. It's a love child between the Myers-Briggs personality test and your five love languages test. So it's everything about interesting questions that show you who you are as a person when it comes to love. And it also gives you a color, like your aura kind of, and your love personality type. And yeah, you'll get it. But anywho, we'll link the test in the description below. So basically, there's 16 love prints. And for the people on YouTube, we'll put a screenshot of what the website looks like. But think of like the color of the rainbow. So it starts kind of more on the reddish and then it ends on the purple. But as the colors get deeper towards the purple, you become more of like a guarded person. And there's four main components that you're tested on: communication, partnership, intimacy, and vulnerability. And on Myers-Briggs, you have like I versus E, so introvert versus extrovert. For this one, it's within the first component of communication, you're either reflective or active, so ROA. And then in partnership, you're either an I person or a we person, so the letters are I or W. And then the third is intimacy, so whether you're more of an emotional person or a physical person, so E or P. And then last is vulnerability, and the options are guarded versus open, so either a G or an O.
Yeah. So it's very similar to MBTI, where you get your four letters and then at the end you're like a T or A. Here you get the same four letters, and instead of a T or an A, you'll get a love print number.
Basically, the love print number is like on a scale of, is it 1 to 10 of how ready you are to prioritize a relationship with your partner, to prioritize bonding with a partner. So if you're on the lower end, it means that that's not a priority right now. If you're on the higher end, that means you're ready to prioritize a relationship with your partner.
Yay!
Okay, nice. But before we get into our results, we'll just go through the questions that intrigued us or the ones that we want to see how each other answered.
And similar to MBTI, there's strongly disagree to strongly agree.
But this one doesn't have neutral.
Yeah. Shall we start?
Yes. Yeah.
So the first question they ask is, I value sharing my feelings with others as they arise.
I would say I agree, but it's only sharing with people I want to share it with, like you guys or like close friends. Wait, hold on. So in this question, is it talking about how you would be like in a relationship specifically?
Yes. So you only answer this question about yourself in a relationship.
Oh. Yeah. So, but is this person like I'm dating them or I'm in a relationship with them?
Why must you be? What? Would you treat it differently?
Yeah.
No, okay. How about right now you apply
current situation?
Yes. Okay. Is your answer still agree?
Somewhat agree.
I put disagree.
I put strongly disagree.
Oh. Well, actually, that's true because both of you guys don't share things as it arises. You guys usually just need time to process it and then share it, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next question. It is important for partners to keep certain aspects of their lives private from each other. I put agree.
I think I put agree too.
I think somewhat agree.
Or maybe somewhat agree, actually. Yeah.
for me, it's not because I don't want to share certain things with them, but it just there's some things where it's not all up to me to share it. I think most of the stuff I keep more private is like family aspect. That's like my most guarded part.
But I feel like that wouldn't be, at least for me, it wouldn't be how I view it, because it's not more so like, did I need to know that? Because would it affect my relationship? Or more so, I'm very grateful that you trusted me with this information. So sure, it wouldn't better our relationship or worsen it if I knew it. But the fact that you were willing to open up means that you trust me. That's why I was so like somewhat agree, because certain things, like for example, if you guys told me your life problems and you're like, I don't want anyone to know but within us three, I would not tell my significant other. I'd be like, yeah, there's an issue, but I can't tell you because they don't want me to. That I would be like, sorry. But then other aspects where it's me and my partner, then I would always say what's going on.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I think the thing with Vicky is that it takes her a lot to open up to someone, but then when she finds that person or those people that she wants to open up to, then she will.
Yeah. Like, it's not like I won't tell them everything. I just need to know that I want to.
See, for me, the way that I interpreted this question or how I see it is I put somewhat agree, because you don't need to know exactly sometimes how I think, because you knowing the way that I think won't do any good for you, kind of.
But I think it's important for them to know that you have that mindset.
See, but also, I don't know if it's because, like, I think I just see things so pessimistically sometimes that I'm like, if it doesn't work, then you know certain aspects about my life that no one else does.
Right.
And I remember telling Vicky about this before, like, dude, but, like, then you're just holding back and blah, 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 blah. But now I'm like,
what if they ask you, like, what if they can notice your certain mental health or like how you're feeling about life, and they're like, hey, let's have a conversation about this, like, what are you feeling, why do you feel this way? Would you opt to lie, or would you tell them in
no
that moment?
I think that's a good question, because if the conversation comes up, there's like a question later down the line of like slowly getting to know somebody rather than just like opening up from the beginning that I strongly agreed with. So little by little, if those conversations came up, then I think I could be honest. But it's not like a, hey, let me be the one that brings up how I'm feeling out of nowhere kind of thing.
Yeah, that's fair.
So the next question is, I am presently able to devote time to nurturing a new or current relationship.
Strongly agree.
Strongly disagree.
Agree.
Next question. It is important for partners to talk through their problems with one another.
Wait, before we answer, is this like problems between you and your partner or just problems in general?
I went with it as in general.
I'll agree.
I think I said either disagree or somewhat disagree.
What?
So you're just not going to talk through problems with them? You're just going to bottle it up?
Well, there's the problems between our relationship that I would talk about, but there's other things like my own life decisions, things like that. Not always do I feel the need to tell them about it. I will tell them, but not when it like happens. Like, I don't need to talk through anything with someone. I will figure it out on my own and then tell you, which was a problem in my last relationship, but I still don't think it was my fault.
But what if they ask you?
Yeah. Well, if, for example, if I wanted to go on a solo trip somewhere, I would make the decision by myself to where I go, whatever, stuff like that. And then I'll tell them, like, hey, during this date, I'm going to go here on a solo trip. I just want to let you know. But if they asked me and they're like, oh, are you going to plan a trip sometime this year for yourself? I'd be like, yeah, I am. But I don't need their input on things that are my own decisions.
So you wouldn't tell them ahead of time that you're planning it for this period of time. You're going to plan it, book it and everything, and then tell them, be like, hey, I'm gone for this period of time.
Yeah. Why would I need to consult them?
You're not consulting them, though.
No, but that's how I take this question, is like talk through their problems.
It's not a problem, though.
Yeah. But like there's certain things like I don't need to talk through it. I'll figure it out and then I'll tell you that I went through this. Like, if they ask, then sure, we can discuss it, but I don't need to talk through it.
So, hypothetically, if you were having a career crisis, would you talk to them about it? Like, you're not looking for an answer, but you're just kind of like, oh, I'm not sure what my next step is kind of thing. Would you talk to them about it, or you just keep it to yourself? I'm going to figure it out.
I'm going to figure it out. Or like, if I think that they can give me advice or like have that different point of view that I needed, then I'd go to them. But I don't think it's, I have to do it, you know? I think a lot of people are like, or how I take this question is, when you make those life decisions, you have to discuss it with your partner. And I don't think so. And I expect the same thing for them. Like, if they want a career change and they don't tell me and they like go and do it and then tell me afterwards, hey, like, I thought about switching careers, so I applied for this boot camp and I'm doing it, I'd be like, good for you. Like, I didn't need to be part of that discussion. And likewise for me, because those are your own personal journey that you go through. And if you want to involve me in it, then sure. But if you don't, I'm not going to be pissed off that you didn't involve me in it, you know? Because I don't think that hurts or harms me in any way. It's just a good to know.
See, I see those as decisions, less problems. So I'm trying to think of a situation where there's an actual problem.
Do you think this question is asking about a fight between two people and not like life decisions?
I think so.
That's what this is asking.
No, that's why I asked earlier. Is it general problems or problems with your significant other?
Yeah, because then now that I think about it, I would say agree if it meant like a fight. Or for example, I hated the fact that he threw his socks in the room instead of in the laundry. Yeah, I would talk about that problem. I think that's important to talk about. Yeah. That's agree.
Okay, I'm going to say agree then. It is important, but it is important to talk through them, but sometimes it's hard to. So agree. Okay, agree. Okay.
Somewhat agree. Should I just take this while we're doing it so that yes. See if I change? Okay.
Next question. I believe the quality of sex strongly predicts the quality of the relationship.
I have no idea how you guys are going to answer, to be honest.
This is somewhat agree.
I'm pretty sure when I first took it, I said disagree, but now I would say somewhat agree.
I think I would strongly agree.
Yeah, I feel like I would be more strongly agree if I didn't have such a fucked up history, but here we are.
I used to put disagree because I felt like the quality of my relationship was fine, even if the sex was like, okay. But now I would say somewhat agree.
See, I think the question should be reversed.
I believe the quality of the relationship predicts the quality of sex. Oh, then I'll for sure put strongly agree. Yeah.
It could be really, really good sex objectively, but if I hate you or if there are certain things about you that I don't like, I'm going to think it's ass.
Next question is it important for partners to each have their own individual hobbies and interests?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree.
Wait, Jam, you put... Oh, I also put strongly agree. Well, I'm surprised, Jam.
Jam thinks that they should have their own interests, but that also does not mean that they should lack in attention for Jam.
No, it needs to be equivalent.
No.
Wait. No, there is a difference between we each have our own individual hobbies and interests, but we could also include each other in that. Like, I'm totally fine. We have our own thing going on, but I just need a time where we're also together.
What if they don't include you in their interests?
That's fine.
Oh, I was about to say, this is why me and Jam can't date.
Oh, so you're saying that, like, even if they have something that's separate than yours, like, you go do that, but I won't do it with you kind of thing?
I mean, yeah, if my SO, like, they have their interests that they really like. For example, bouldering. I don't like that shit, okay? They could go with their friends, and I would just do something else. But it's just, for me, it's important that we still have a time together. We still do things that we both enjoy. But it's really important that they have their own friend group. I have my own friend group.
Yeah. Yes. Next question is, engaging in activities is more fun if shared with a partner. Jamila puts strongly agree, huh?
You're right.
Vicky?
I put disagree, I think.
I think I put somewhat agree.
Yeah, I don't think all activities. I think some things I want to do on my own. Like, I would not have a fun time shopping with my significant other. Unless it's, like, lingerie, then sure. But if it's, like, my personal wardrobe, I hate shopping with people.
Oh.
Yeah, or, like, doing something with someone for all activities. Sometimes I could just get it done myself. It's fine. You don't need to be there.
Yep.
Dude, I love doing even to like the everyday mundane task of going grocery shopping or going mailing out something, going return something. I want to do that with a partner too.
No, dude. No.
Grocery shopping, I would agree with, but like dropping off my mail. Maybe if we're in like the beginning, I want to spend time with you, then sure, you can come join along. But when we're settled in a relationship, sometimes I'm like, it's fine. Stay home.
Oh. The same way I'm just like, dude, if you guys tell me to go do errands with you, I would, but you guys probably wouldn't invite me, so
you could join if you want to though.
Next question. It is important for partners to be comfortable with one another before sharing topics that may be difficult to talk about.
I'm so curious as to why they ask this question, because when would someone say strongly disagree?
No, because some people, this is the whole guarded versus vulnerable one, I think. Because some people are very open with just talking about anything.
But at the same time, people might put disagree of like, no, I need to know how you feel about certain things that are hard to talk about before we go into a relationship because we might clash. Maybe this is like a politics thing, you know?
Oh my God, does that change my answer? Because I would have that conversation. Oh, I was thinking like deeper things. I was not thinking politics. Like, I could meet you on the first date, not trust you, and ask you about politics.
Yeah. But I think because it's saying like before sharing topics that may be difficult to talk about, I think it's more about like maybe personal. If your parents had a divorce. Yeah, more personal.
Yeah. Well, I just changed it to agree. Not strongly agree.
Strongly agree.
I put strongly agree. Oh, this one's interesting. Next question. I would feel uncomfortable having sex with my partner when I'm upset with them.
I think it really depends on what level of upset I am with them.
I put strongly agree.
I'll put agree too.
I somewhat agree.
I can see it like if it's a minor upset and they use sex almost to reconcile me, depending on the level of upset I would be, I'd be like, okay, fine. I don't feel as upset now. But then there's the other side where I'm like, if it's a very big argument or I'm very upset, we need to fix it and you try to initiate it, I'd probably slap you.
Next question. It is important for me to always be included in my partner's plans with their friends. Disagree.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree.
I would like to be included, but it's not to be always.
Especially if it's a whole group of guys. I'm like, nah, you do you. I'm fine.
No. I think the always just like really turns me off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like don't always want to be included. But like once in a while, I would like to be included.
Yeah. I feel like I would like to think that my future SO would be smart enough to know which plan would be good for me to go to and which plan would be a nah, she will not go to.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Next question. It is important to have an emotional connection prior to having sex.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree.
Disagree.
That's okay, Vicky.
I was not expecting both of you. I don't know why. But it makes sense. But I said disagree.
We talked about this.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. I prefer to consider my solutions to my problems on my own before asking others for help. I'm going to guess that Vicky put strongly agree and Sharon put agree.
Yeah.
I'm strongly agree.
Oh, you also strongly agree?
Yeah.
You're strongly disagree, Jim? Or disagree?
No. I put somewhat disagree. Oh. It's because whenever I have a problem, like when I go to you guys, I feel like I already have
solutions
A, B,
planned.
CD. Yeah. It's a matter of which one should I do.
True.
Which one is the best?
Ooh, this is a good question. Having sex with your partner helps you to learn more about them.
I would agree.
I put strongly agree.
Why strongly agree?
I feel like it opens a new door. There's certain things about sex that nobody else in this world will probably know about you. And so when you approach that, it like opens a new level of trust, a new level of intimacy. Therefore, that kind of opens the door to more things like communicating skills or like, I don't know, skinship, so many other things. And I feel like you learn more about that person, like how they react to you, things like that, right?
I was just thinking surface level, like if you have like some sort of kinks.
No. I mean that like, too. I feel like you learn about their like issues too.
Yeah, kind of.
So like you learn like, so much about them.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. It is important for partners to express everything they are feeling to one another.
Strongly disagree.
Disagree.
I put disagree just because for me, I could be very short tempered, right? Mm. So like just in that moment, I'm just like, oh, just because I'm just annoyed right now, but I don't need to express that.
Next question. It is important for partners to share all aspects of their lives with one another. And Jamila just said agree.
Okay, dude, I think it is more just like
Jamila's a hypocrite.
I know.
No, I don't mind you sharing everything with me. I just don't want to share everything with you.
Yeah, but Jamila, it says share all aspects of their lives with one another.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of like you guys.
No, this is not with us. This is with your partner.
No, but the thing is, eventually, like with a partner, I'll get the same level of comfortness. Oh, that's what.
Then yeah. Then right. Say yes. Yeah. I said somewhat disagree.
I think somewhat disagree.
Next question. I do not express everything that I'm feeling.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree.
I am disagree or somewhat agree. It really depends person to person, man.
Jam is like, you don't need to ask. It's on her face.
Next question. It is important for partners to spend the majority of their time together.
Disagree.
I'll go with disagree. Because I'm thinking in the beginning of the relationship, I think it's very important. But then once you get deeper into the relationship, I don't think it is that important.
But majority of your time?
In the beginning.
To me, majority, I'm literally thinking like 80 to 90% of my time.
I put disagree.
Wow, Jam, what?
That's what I said.
No, it's the majority part.
Yeah, if you're trying to run basic errands like returning a mail together.
No, hold on. No, but there's a difference between I want to do it. I like to do it versus do I think it's important.
But isn't that important because that's what you want to do?
Or like even when freaking was in New York and he didn't have majority of his time to dedicate to you, you were like.
Dude, it's also because the thing is, if I'm busy, I'm doing my own thing, that I'm like distracted or like kept with my own thing, you know?
This girl. I don't think it works like that, but okay.
So it's just finding a balance of me and the guy is equally busy. Because I think it's just the word majority. It's just like, yeah, like I would like to.
Yeah, I feel like in the beginning of the relationship, I would want to spend majority of my time together. And so I think it's important because it's what I want. And I would expect the same for the other person because we're in our honeymoon phase. If you don't want to spend majority of the time together, how are we going to spend the rest of our lives together?
See, I think to me, I'm just like, oh yeah, I want to.
But what you want is important too.
You know what? Thanks. Okay, so now we'll move on to the results. And the reason why we're kind of shocked right now is because we all took this before and then we're all taking it right now as we went through the questions. And for me, my answer became basically completely opposite. So before I started talking to the guy that I'm talking to right now, I was a WPG, which is I'm an active communicator. I'm like a we person in a partnership. My intimacy was physical, but it's like pretty smack in the middle. And my vulnerability was more on the guarded side. And my love print number was 9. And then my new one is complete opposite. It's R-I-E-G, which is I'm a reflective in communication, I in partnership, emotional and intimacy, and it looks like I'm very guarded in my vulnerability. But hey, my love print is 10. I'm very ready for a relationship.
Well, my result didn't change. Both times I was at RIPG. My communication and partnership went way left though. So,
what's your love print number?
2.
Damn, Vicky.
When I say I'm emotionally unavailable, I really meant it.
You think that will always be, though?
No, I don't think so. I hope not.
Okay. So the first time I took it out, Vicky and I were very surprised because we got the same thing. So I got RIPG. But then this time I took it, I switched to RIEG, which means it became more emotional than physical. But I became a lot more reflective, a lot more I, and a lot more guarded. But I thought taking the test the second time around would increase those, so I'm kind of confused.
So we're the same?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. No, actually, it might make sense.
I feel like you guys are both the same right now in a relationship. I can see it. Like, not as a person, but in a relationship, you guys kind of have the same mentality towards one.
Dude, the one that says love with caution is literally what Sharon says all the time. Cautiously optimistic. Yeah. Okay, so for RIEG, which is the one that both me and Sharon are same on, which is really surprising, but we approach relationships with caution and cherish our independence and privacy. Our partner will likely start off as a friend as you patiently get to know them and build trust, taking frequent timeouts to reflect on your feelings before communicating with them. You value emotional connection over physical contact. And even as you gradually get closer to your partner, you prefer to keep some of your hobbies and friends to yourself. See, for that, I could agree with it. I think just in the stage I'm in, when things are in the process, in transition. But I think what I got originally is what I strive to be or how I'm usually am.
Sensing manages a lot when you experience something.
Yeah. At least my love print number is high. I'm ready.
For RIPG, the description is you approach relationships with caution, protecting your independence and privacy. You're reserved with words and need time alone to process. In fact, physical intimacy is easier for you. It's a more direct way of bringing down barriers and building trust. But even as you gradually become closer to your partner, you will continue to keep something separate, which is very accurate.
What's your model?
Give me a teeny bit of space.
Are you sure it's teeny bit or a lot of?
Well, right now, like, obviously I want a lot, but that's why I'm not in a relationship. But once I'm in a relationship, then yeah, I want a little space, but it wouldn't be healthy for me to constantly want it.
Can you guys share your scale?
Wait, what's your love print number, Sharon?
Oh, 7.
My reflective and eye is not even on the purple. It's outside of it, so.
Whoa, I didn't even know you can come out of it.
You broke the scale.
Oh, Jam, yours is like not that bad.
Mine is like pretty in the middle.
Do you guys want to change any of your results?
I want mine to be the old one.
The thing is, this test doesn't, for example, you being more reflective than active isn't a bad thing. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing if you can reflect internally and then be able to approach your partner. Or like if you are more active, then like good for you for like being able to have communication. So I like the test because the way that it's skewed one way doesn't necessarily make you, you know?
Yeah. I feel like my results really changes person to person. Like if I was just casually dating right now, it'll be very different than this. All right, y'all, this is our Nectar love print result. As usual, when we talk about deeper things, I just get thrown into another existential... No, just kidding. It was a little bit more unexpected, but it's kind of fun to get on the spot to see if you change. Yeah, so if you guys enjoyed this episode or want to take the quiz yourself, it will be linked in the description. And let us know your results. And until next time, bye!
Bye!